I was looking at your moustache last week, because you do have quite a nice little thin moustache at the moment.
It's working. And I've been called several names.
And I thought, you know, we should do a little bit of a Movember tribute to all those amazing musicians that have that magical moustache. And as Artie likes to call it here at Tuatha Yam Macquarie, Mo-sitions.
Mo-sitions.
He even came up with a little term. Because I've always been a big believer, you know, that those musicians with facial hair write better songs. I'm presuming you write quite a good song yourself.
I don't know how to play any instruments, but maybe I could write some songs. I do have a lot of weird and wacky ideas. Maybe I could write a decent novel.
Yes.
Yeah.
I've heard the moustache will help with that, too.
The moustache will help.
But, yeah.
Well, if we're talking about facial hair, once I did, I had to write my thesis, so I did go on quite a large facial hair binge. You know, I mean, you have a nicely trimmed beard. I just didn't shave for like 3 months.
Yeah.
And it really helped. Well, I thought it would help me with my thesis. Unfortunately, all the ladies just, it didn't drive anyone away. They didn't leave me alone. It didn't work.
I know, you think it'll make you like a social outcast, but the people love the beards, and the hands are just drawn to it.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, my beard's pretty big at the moment, but, you know, just people run their fingers through it. It's quite disgusting.
Maybe that's what these rock stars are on, because the beard, you know, it's been around for a while, and so is mustaches, but they're coming back. I think there's probably a pretty strong advantage for them. You know, it's like an evolutionary thing for musicians to be taking it up again.
Yes. And the very first song we're playing, this guy, Eugene Hutz, of Gogo Bordello. And really, if you haven't seen this guy's moustache, you got to check it out. It is gigantic. It's gigantic, and it actually goes out from the side of his face and curls up.
So it's like a novelty moustache.
It looks like a novelty moustache. But
this man must obviously be using moustache-enhancing products.
Exactly.
Is this like,
maybe he had moustache implants.
Doesn't this like disqualify him or something? Or are we going with all types of moustaches? We don't care about enhancing products.
We can't just not include him, because I think it's just beautiful. When I look at it, my eyes are just drawn to it, and I'm just mesmerized by...
It's too amazing not to be, you know, talked about.
Exactly. It's an important topic. But yeah, this one is... It's a bit of gypsy punk, and I think it really shows... I don't know how to even describe it.
You're speechless.
I'm speechless by how beautiful this moustache is, but I think it really shows in just how good this song is. Uh-huh. How big the moustache is makes the song even better.
Well, here we go. What's the track?
It's Start Wearing Purple. This one's off Underworld World Strike.
You're into a CR. Listen to The Daily. We're doing some lists. Moustaches. Oh, I thought it would have a stronger start.
It builds up.
Start wearing purple, wearing purple. Start wearing purple for me now. All your sanity and wits, they will all vanish, I promise. It's just a matter of time, so yeah. Start wearing purple, wearing purple.
Tell me, what's next on the moustache list?
Well, you know, I wanted to really highlight the new musicians, because I still think the moustache is alive today, because we all know the really famous ones like Stevie Wonder, Rick James, who else? Freddie Mercury. All throughout music history, there's those great moustaches. But then this band is The Low Anthem, and they're a pretty brand new band out of the States. And I think the moustaches here really help them pull off these beautiful harmonies. Like, without the moustaches, they'd be all out of tune, I'm sure. But this track is called To Ohio. It is pretty amazing, pretty amazing. And the moustaches are beautiful.
So
as
do
well.
They all have moustaches?
Well, there's a girl member, so I think she felt a bit left out. I'm sure she's tried, but the two other members do have moustaches, and it works well enough. If she had a moustache, I'm sure it would be 10 times better, but...
Maybe she could do something crazy with her hair.
Ooh, yes, the good old bring the hair down and make a sticky tape it. Make a fake moustache.
Yeah.
But...
I had my friend actually made a beard out of her hair at a restaurant. She wasn't really thinking what she was doing, and then the waitress came and asked her something, and she just burst out laughing. He's like, I have my hair tied around my chin.
It happens.
Yeah, it happens. Hopefully not to the girl in The Low Anthem. No. Here's a track called To Ohio.
Left Louisiana on the rail line. Left Louisiana on the rail line.
The Low Anthem, To Ohio, here on 2SCR, The Daily. Tim's in, we're talking lists, and today it's mustaches.
Did you hear the harmonies there?
The harmonies are beautiful.
Thanks to the moustache.
I'm sure the moustache somehow must resonate with the voice.
Exactly. I think it just, you can, it blows out of the air that blows out of them. It moves with the air that blows out of the mouth.
It adds to the vocal techniques available to the singer.
It expands your possibilities when you have a moustache.
Very, very far. Now, if you're wondering what we're doing, we're actually talking of a few different types of songs in a particular kind of, I guess, I don't know, what do we call it? Theme?
Theme, a weekly theme.
A weekly theme, and we're going to do this every week. So we're doing mustaches, and I've put up a picture of the first song we played, Gogol Bordello, of the man from Gogol Bordello, whose name escapes me.
Eugene Hutz,
and his wonderful mustache. He's smiling, he looks a little drunk, and he's got a mustache that kind of sticks out. It looks like it's been curled, possibly waxed a bit.
Oh, as we're talking, product.
Yeah, product.
Lots of product.
Product. Ooh. Mine is au natural, I have to say, and you can tell.
I don't think it's long enough to have product.
No, I don't think so. It would just look a bit strange. Someone did recommend, what's it called, like waterproof mascara to thicken your mustache.
It's a good idea, I guess.
So if you are participating in Movember, perhaps some waterproof mascara can boost your stats.
Get
your donations up. Because, we don't all have the ability to really grow an amazing mustache. In which case, I suggest one of those stick-on ones.
Yes, they work every time.
Yeah, but now our next song, possibly our last, they seem natural mustaches, right? Because these are quite like, this is back in the day when mustaches were huge.
Well, yeah, everyone had them back then. This one is, I don't know, I was finishing up the list last night, and then this one just snuck right in the end. This is one I used to love as a kid, actually, and it's the funkiest stuff ever. It's just ultimate funk. And they're kind of working the sort of pencil mustache, actually. Ooh. Each of them have the pencil mustache.
I like how we've gone with some different mustaches in each.
Yeah, I know. It's for different types of music, I think, you need to grow a specific type of mustache. Like Gypsy Punk, we heard before, you got to go the gigantic mustache. Mm. The harmonies, they're just...
Indie mustaches.
Yeah, kind of indie mustaches. Mm. Still pretty thick, though. Because one of the members is, I don't know, he looks Native American, I think, actually. Mm. So it's pretty thick. And then this one is, funk is pretty...
It's got to be pencil.
It's got to be the pencil moustache, I think. But, this one is I Can Make You Dance. And it will make you dance, actually. And check out the voice box in this. This is like pre-auto-tune. This is like the original thing, the manual auto-tune. And it gets you dancing. And that's the goal of this song, I guess.
All right, here's Zapp and Lodger on 2SER. That's some Zap for you from the album Zap 3, all the way back in 1983. That song was called I Can Make You Dance, in case you didn't get it.
Yes, the lyrics weren't repetitive at all.
Not at all,
but
no.
I'm sure many, many people out there started to dance during that one.
I think it's more about the variation in the tone in the song, rather than the lyrics.
With the voice box.
Yes.
I was telling Miles about this. It's pretty much a manual auto-tune, and it's like a tube going into your mouth. Then you control, that just sounds a bit weird, but tube going to your mouth and then it's like a keyboard and you control the pitch of your voice. So it actually, unlike the auto-tune, it requires quite a bit of skill. And
I think there's some bands are starting to experiment with like kind of live auto-tune. Like I think Vampire Weekend have a little box and they kind of try singing and tuning it to kind of make weird pitches and stuff.
Does it have a tube?
Doesn't have a tube though, so it is inferior.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No. This was just like letting everybody know, hey, look, I got a voice box. What are you going to do about it? And a pencil moustache.
Not subtle. Ooh.
And it really drew the cameras to the pencil moustache. Maybe that was the point of it, because they're just like following the tube and then the moustache.
Yeah. It's just like one of those photography things where, you know, you want your eye to be drawn to a certain part.
Exactly.
And this voice box is designed to draw your eye to the moustache.
That was the point.
That's the reason. Nobody thought about the noise. And that was kind of a side effect.
Yes. They were just like, God, look at that moustache.
Yes.
Look at that.
You're on the Tuesday Daily. We're talking lists, so every week we want to do a new themed list. So we've had some crazy ideas. I mean, you thought, you know, covers. I thought, no, take another step. Why don't we do best Moog covers?
Please explain Moog, because I didn't understand this at all.
Moog's like a really, really, they're the first synths. I mean, they used to be massive things, and they all had like these boxes. They actually had like things you plugged into them to make noises rather than software and stuff like that. And these days, you know, they're represented by basically like synth keyboards and stuff like that.
Can we find 10 songs?
I could easily find you 10 songs. I have the most amazing yet horrible cover of Born to be Wild. I have two whole CDs of Bacharach being covered by Moog.
But so the list is going to be like 9 Baccarat songs, pretty much.
Well, they are some of my highlights. I had this Moog cover tape in my car, and I drove my friends insane for a very long time. So I'm very happy to transfer that to the airwaves.
Do you know what, Miles? I'm going to go with it. I'm going to give you. I'm going to give you your Moog covers on air.
And what? I mean, what other things were you thinking?
I don't know. I was thinking top songs to spoon with.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
I know it's. It's a bit weird to get romantic at about 10:30 in the morning.
Might get a bit awkward in the studio as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We just won't be able to help ourselves. But, yeah, I think there's a lot of good songs that just you put them on and you're just like, damn. Like, you just, you know, those, have you ever heard those songs and you just, no matter where you are, you're just like,
that is a perfect song.
I just feel sexy.
Yeah.
I just feel sexy. So I think that's a good idea, or we can. What else we got?
Well, if you have any ideas for lists, that why don't you send me an email, tuesdaydaily@2scr.com, and we'll try and whip up a list. You know, give us a few suggestions on a few songs we might be able to play. We'll add a few of our own. We'll make this a community effort to build lists.
Community lists.
And every Tuesday morning, you'll hear it here.
www.2scr.com, live and streaming.